Kakadosh Boker Tov. It's brought down here in the Sefer Ve'Lamu Mikshol. Kesheyoshev Adam beBet HaKnesset uva Adam echad lashevel yado. Imagine right now you're sitting in the Bet HaKnesset and somebody comes to sit beside you. Yesh lekablo bechavod uvderech eretz. You have to accept them to sit beside you with respect and with derech eretz, especially if he's a guest and he's coming to sit beside you and he's coming to the Bet HaKnesset the first time. Yarelo shehu sameach sheyitiyashev liyado. You have to actually show him that you're happy that he sat beside you. Yechol leaviat simchato lidei sheyazuz me'ad v'ifneh lo makom meruvach. You could actually show him by leaving him a bigger space. Yigam yitel lo tzidur im utzarich, or to give him a sidur if he needs. Ve'lo yaseh tznuot shemarot shelo noach lo sheoto adam yoshev. You shouldn't make any body language or any signs that you're not happy that he sat beside you. Kedei shelo ligrom leoto adam tzar v'inimut. In order not to come and to cause him any suffering or that he's not going to feel pleasant. It's actually brought down basically in the Sefer also Limno Mishol according to the Mishnah in Avot when it says Shamay Omer Heve Mekabel Et Kol Adam Sefer Panim Yafot. So the Me'idi comes, one of the Rishonim already, and he says Gam Shebili Bechayin Echa Mechabev Et Ploni Umasav Enam Netzuim Lecha. Even if you don't actually, you don't appreciate this person and you think that is Ashkafot or weird in your eyes, or you don't have any patience for somebody beside you, you still have to accept it nicely. However, you're not allowed to come and you're not allowed to do anything wrong to him. The Yimre Shefer actually brings down an incredible thing. He says, when Shammai comes, Shammai was always known to be very makpidim. They were always very, very strict with their actions. What happened was is that after the actions that the ger came to them, and then what happened was is that Shammai pushed them away, and then Hillel accepted the ger. What happened? What happened was is Shammai was chazar bahem. Shammai, they retracted, and then they came, and they changed their gisha, they changed their outlook. And what did they say? And therefore you see that Shammai actually said no, that this is not the proper way of doing it, because they realized what happened. And then once Hillel accepted the ger, so they also came and they accepted it. The next halakha says, Adam sheyesh lo makom kavua bebet haKnesset, the person that has a fixed place in the Bet haKnesset, upam achat kara sheoreach zar yitashev lo mimkomo, somebody comes and he sits in their place. En ze derech eretz lehakim et haoreach mimkomo. It's not derech eretz to move the oreach from the place, even though it has your name on it, obviously. Uvifrat shadavar yachol ligrom lo busha, especially if it causes you, if it causes the person embarrassment. Ve'al ken yivater oto adam mimkomo, you should be mivater on your place. Uvazen yaseh nachat ruach liyotzro. This is actually going to make a bigger nachat ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even more than the one that's going to come and going to move him from his place. So here in the Sefer Reshit Chochmah, he says, Derech Eretz, kesheikanes bimkom sheyoshvim, yiten shalom lechol yoshvim. So Derech Eretz, when people come in, they say shalom to everybody that's there. V'im yashev acher bimkom sheyaregil yashev bo, al yakpid. He says, if somebody's going to be makpid, right, if somebody's going to come and he's going to sit in the place where you're usually sitting, not to be makpid. So the Sefer Alein Shabeach comes and he says that he brings down a Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says that there was a story with a person that he says, I want to sit beside the Aron. Why? Because the Aron, it's right beside the Aron HaKodesh, right? He wants. So what happened was, is the Chacham went and he told him, don't sit beside the Aron, but you're going to cause Ketata and Machloket. It's better that you sit further away and not to cause Machloket in the Bet HaKnesset. The person, he didn't listen to the Chacham. It actually happened that the person went into Avelut. He never sat there again. So he says as follows. He says, the exact same halacha would apply to us. It's preferable that a person should actually not embarrass the guests or the person and sit in another place. Even if he's not going to have kavanah in the second place. Meaning he already knows that he's not going to have kavanah for the rest of the tefillah. He says, "Bechol zot tefillatot tkabel yoter me'asher haya mekim et ha'oreach u'mipalel mimkomo kavua." It will actually even make a bigger an effect, and his tefillah will be more accepted, even more that if he's going to take the guests and tell him and send them off, and then he's going to, as it say, pray with kavanah. Ve'oto ha'chesed she'oseh im ha'oreach she'mashir oto l'shever mekomo hu adif mikorban. Says the chesed that a person does, that he's going to leave the guest sitting in his place, is actually even better than bringing a korban. Right? That's already a very big words to say. And also look in the Gemara Masechet Gittin, Masechet Gelon Zeh, Shenechrava Yerushalayim. A story like this is that Yerushalayim was destroyed because of such an action. So we see from here, the entire concept is that a person has to have the Derech Eretz and understand that if right now, whether it is we're going to have people coming or we're going to have guests or whatever it is, to be very, very courteous and to be very inviting and very hostess to actually come and actually invite them, but to make them first of all have a pleasant and a good feeling, but also not to, as it say, to embarrass them and send them off and say, this is my seat, whether it is that we have our names on it, don't have our names on it, that doesn't really matter exactly what it is. The concept is that that's even going to be better than a korban, and the tefillot will be actually accepted even more.